What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a
Join our league of clean energy at Graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's brought to you by ATL Live Well. Don't just live, live well. Carl, get some peptides in your life along with your diet. Keep those pounds off, man. Make that resolution stick. All right, the commish, Roger Goodell, in an interview says it's just logical, Carl, that the next step would be 18 regular season games for the NFL. Problem there is you got to talk to the players' union because you have not collectively bargained for an 18-game schedule. So that means a couple of considerations you and I brought up a number of times. I'm all for hell. Give me 20 weeks of football. I don't care if the NFL season goes to St. Patrick's Day. We all love it. We can't get enough of it. We love the NFL. It's our drug. But you need to expand that roster. More, Carl, than 45 guys. I think you need 50 guys on an active roster. And you certainly need a second bye week if you're going to go to 18.
Yeah, that's the big deal. And then, you know, what's the compensation, too? I mean, not everybody's making $50 million, although it seems that way. For the mid-range guys, Mike, the lower-tier guys, What are you talking about? Salary increases across the board, that's costing the owners more money. They know that, but they're going to make more money. But it is this is inevitable. You know, to quote Thanos, this is going to happen. So it's not if, it's when. And then the bigger question for me becomes, does that also mean, is that another international game? Because, Mike, they continue to go overseas, and now we got more games overseas.
And, by the way, we have not confirmed yet, but we do know for a fact the Indianapolis Colts will be playing in the Berlin game. We know that they are going to be a host team there. And if you've been following the Falcons schedule, you know we're away at Indianapolis. So somebody is going to be playing the Colts in Germany the first time in Berlin, and it could be the Falcons. So stay tuned on that. We do certainly, you know, we'd like to think we get a jump on that, being the Falcons flagship. And if anybody knows, because Carl and I would like to book some flights. And you, by the way, you're in charge of the tour over there, man. You lived over there.
Well, and you know, the thing is, I was hoping that we could do Frankfurt. But, you know, Berlin, that's a different animal. And by the way, right, for those who don't, you know, never traveled abroad or not been over there, it's like going to New York or Chicago. It's you know, as Americanized, you're not going to have an issue or any of that stuff. And for the fans that have traveled overseas, London is easy. We know that. But I think it's cool that if the Falcons get a chance to do this.
Right. And for what it's worth, the way they divvy things up, the Falcons have been assigned. Every country gets a team connection. We are assigned to Germany.
Germany, yep.
So today, Berlin. Oh, that's a bad example. Tomorrow, the NFC South. Anyway, we're going. Meanwhile, today we also learned Miami's going to be in Madrid. The Miami Dolphins are going to be
home
team.
I love Madrid.
Man, now here's the thing. If we ain't going to Berlin, I'm going back to that steakhouse in Madrid, and I'm going to eat me some Basque steaks, because I was just telling Chris before the show, that's one of my favorite cities. They're going to have a Formula One race. They're moving the race from Barcelona in the future.
Really?
They're going to have a track that they're building on the sort of the periphery, but does run through parts of downtown Madrid. It's going to be interesting. But, yeah, it's an amazing city, and just, yeah, you can't beat the food and everything else. So 18 weeks, we'll get to it. But as Carl said, the players' union is going to have something to say about that as well. They should. Hey, the Falcons are interviewing Steelers assistant Grady Brown for defensive coordinator. There's been other folks that have come in. Now, Steve Wilks is the bigger name as far as a resume. who's coming in. Part of this is to meet the Rooney Rules requirements. But Brown just completed his fourth season with Pittsburgh. He joined the club in 21. He has spent time at the college level. We talked about Wint Martindale, Jeff Ulbrich, Lou Anarumo, and then Derek Ansley, who's another young coach who also got a chance to. And part of the Rooney Rule is for young guys to get their experience in the interview process.
Absolutely. I mean, there's nothing like being in that room with the decision makers and getting an opportunity to get a feel for what that's like, even if you don't get the job. You know, over the years, all these guys have always told me, even when a lot of people thought these were sham interviews, you got to do it. Because it gives you that opportunity to meet the people down the road that you may ultimately get a job from. So, you know, Raheem Morris, for all that you know, we talk about with this year and how things went, Mike, he went through a ton of these interviews over the years after getting let go with Tampa and being a guy that, you know, teams wanted to bring in and talk to, didn't get jobs. But it finally happened for him again. So I agree with you. What's
Here's
up, Turner?
Chris.
According to NFL Network, Grady Brown is responsible for a huge uptick in takeaways for the secondary of the Steelers. The Atlanta Falcons could certainly use that.
We've got some good,
but we need a player or two.
Yeah, we've got some great. Again, if you want to talk about star power, we got some great assistant coaches already in the secondary. We need the Jims and Joes. You know, we can debate the X's and O's, but, you know, this goes back to what you and I used to talk about with Thomas Dimitroff and his philosophy, Carl, of do you draft from the back or the front? We've got to get a starting corner. You got to get. You had four starting corners go after you picked Rook Arororo. I'm going to get off that one. That's one of my pet peeves right now. But you need to go get a starting corner opposite A.J. Terrell. You got to get a fire breather on edge rush and hope that it matches up with where you're drafting or try to move up. And we don't have a third-round pick. We don't have all the full complement this year. We lost a pick because of the early conversation that Kirk Cousins had with the training staff.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have worried about that as much if I knew Cousins was going to be our starter again, right, potentially for the next year or two. Now that comes back to hurt you.
Because it adds up. If you could move up a spot or two, and right? These, yep. Hey, I can throw in a five,
yep,
or whatever the spot, or the position is, the sweetener. Not, don't have all that. Some of the other information for the weekend, we talked a lot about some of the matchups with Brian McFadden earlier. The Bills have running back Ray Davis is questionable. Certainly it'll be the other guy that'll be toting the rock. But they've got a lot of weapons, but they're kind of like no-names. It's almost like the no-name offense. When you think about the wide receiver core, you know, Keon Coleman has certainly come onto his own. But there's a lot of just like kind of worker bees out there.
Yeah, I'm sitting here thinking about.
And James Cook is really good.
Don't get me wrong.
He is. And they use him as a receiver in that office because they kind of have to.
But you're right. It's still Josh making amazing plays. And you know, it really is kind of incredible when you think about what they've been able to do this year and how he spread the ball around. But it is a bunch of worker bees. You're right. I mean, because you went from a star wide receiver in Diggs, right, to can they win without him? And look what they've. They're right back in this thing with a chance to go to the AFC Championship game. So maybe they're all, you know, statistically they are. They're better without Diggs.
Right.
But I don't know, Mike. If you, to me, in these games, man, we talk about it. You still need stars. Look at the Lions. Look at you know, the Chiefs. Their stars show up in these kinds of games. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Apparently the Jets reached out to Brian Greasy, who's working with the 49ers as a quarterback coach, and he said no thanks.
Yeah.
Which gets back to what people think of the Jets.
Yeah. Man, I think that is – everybody talks about it's a good job. I just don't know about that. I don't see how you could say that's a good job. There's so much going on internally that you're going to have to try to turn around, whether it's the GM, Mike, or the head coach, and those guys better be on the same page, or this is going to be 3 years or 2 years, and they're going to be done. But you're seeing coaches pick their spots. This is the Ben Johnson thing last year.
Right.
I'm not going to pick a job just because I'm getting offered, and it's the NFL, and everybody's losing their mind. Let me take the right job where I feel like I can go and have the backing and the success that I need to get. I don't disagree with Greasy on this.
Hey, man, Zay Flowers out of practice again on Friday for the Ravens. So another weapon we talked about. You know, the Bills kind of do it with some of their parts offense. But the Ravens, you know, Zay Flowers, just another guy that Lamar might not have to lean on. You got to figure, look, go to low four, man. That means Derrick Henry in the cold weather. No snow, just cold up there in Buffalo.
Tight ends will play a big role. They'll run the ball. That offense is hard to defend, man, because they can basically put you in run formations and throw the football. And that's not – a lot of teams can't do that. Once they go to run formations and you bring in the big boys and they're tight ends, you got two tight ends in the game, Mike, and everybody's like, they're running the ball. That's the deal with the Ravens and what Monken has done. But I hope Zay Flowers plays. Because that, for me, opens up down the field stuff.
That's a good prop bet. Who's going to have more yards and maybe more touchdowns? Dawson Knox or Mark Andrews. Mm.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
You know, because to your point, how the tight ends play in both those offenses. This hour of the show, guys, brought to you by All Four Seasons Garage and Entry Doors. By the way, Dennis Allen, who I want, interviewed for DC of the Colts job, has not been linked to the Falcons yet. I would bring him in for an interview, but he's apparently talking to the Colts today.
Turtle, the Titans hired their general manager.
Yes.
He comes from the Chiefs.
Yep, Mike Borgonzi. He's the assistant GM from the Chiefs, a guy that's credited with a lot of their success.
Okay, and awesome. I only want to bring that up just because, I know, just because when you talk about grabbing somebody from an organization that's had success, he's been there 10 years, 3 Super Bowl rings, he's been in the room, why not go for it? The Titans get their guy.
Cool.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.